Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Everybody, Bob Stauffer joining you from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. The Edmonton Oilers have just taken the ice. A couple interesting players out there for the morning skate today. Dylan Holloway and Brad Malone. Just wait and see when they do the three-on-two drills. It also looks like Jesse Yarby. No Leon Draisaitl out there. Devin Shore appears to be a placeholder on a line potentially with Evander Kane. And Connor McDavid. Yes, the Puljujärvi was on a line with Zach Hyman and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. We'll continue to get you some more information here as this goes, but yes, indeed. Oilers Now live, brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. The Oilers got kicked in the teeth on Wednesday night. They lost 9-6 in a score that flattered Edmonton. Oilers were slow out of the gate. Calgary leaned on Edmonton physically, and the Oilers didn't necessarily respond as the game wore on. But Jacob Markstrom had a poor performance in goal, and that allowed Edmonton to rally from 6-2 to tie it at 6-6 before the Flames separated en route to a 9-6 victory. Game 2 tonight. It's a late one. 8:30 puck drop on the Oilers Radio Network. Coming up on today's show, we will tell you it's a Friday for Mid-City Construction Management. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers. Former Edmonton Oiler player, a Stanley Cup champion twice with the Oilers. Oilers assistant coach on the 06 run, and now the lead analyst for NHL Hockey on Rogers, Craig Simpson, at 105 today. We will open up the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline today at 135. You can reach us at 780-496-0063. The River Cree is 100% restriction-free with daily food specials and spectacular live music each weekend. For more information, head to rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. Calls and texts at 135, 205 today for the horses and horse racing Alberta, Sportsnet Mark Spector, and 235, six-time Stanley Cup champion, vice chair of the Oilers Entertainment Group, Kevin Lowe. Kevin and Craig Simpson both played in the last Battle of Alberta back in 1991. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get them with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Edmonton has just literally gotten on the ice. Again, Devin Shore appears to be in a spot that Leon Draisaitl, who is not on the ice today, may be out there. Shore, McDavid, and Kane. RNH with Hyman and Puljujärvi. Kyler Yamamoto moved out of the top six with McLeod. It's Fogle. And then three righties together. Derek Ryan centering Zach Cashian and Josh Archibald. Don't see Tyson Barrie either. So we'll continue to monitor this. A little bit of a breaking story. Rick Bowness will not return as the Dallas Stars head coach. Russell and Broberg are on the ice as 6 and 7 defensemen for Edmonton. Chris Russell got limited to 5.5 minutes. I don't think he was feeling too well the other day. There's been a little bit of sickness that has run through the Edmonton Oilers team. They need to respond. Into the Oilers Now Audio Vault at 1210 at Edmonton. For direct workwear, proud to offer on-site seamstress services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. For the Edmonton Oilers, Jay Woodcroft says the Oilers have to defend Calgary differently than Los Angeles.
I would actually say that LA's forecheck presented some real interesting issues, different type of forecheck. I think Calgary gets a lot of offense from their D, so when the puck gets up to the point, they shoot a lot of pucks and they keep pucks alive. So for us, yeah, it's a different challenge. We're focusing on different things. Our belief is that the better we are at breaking out, the less time you're spending in your own zone. We want to make sure that our ratio of breakouts compared to D-zone coverage is where we want it to be. We want to play defense the right way, but we just don't want to spend a lot of time there.
At this time of the year, not to go down the path of an REM song, but everybody hurts a bit. The Oilers have had some injuries and some illness. Again, I do think they got some guys that are a little bit under the weather. I think a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, Leon Draisaitl was feeling the effects. And then he got basically cheap-shotted by Mikey Anderson of the LA Kings and rolled his ankle. Again, he's not on the ice today. Jay Woodcroft was asked yesterday about Darnell Nurse, who missed some games due to injury, and Leon Draisaitl not being at 100%.
First of all, they're giving us great minutes. I think you want to make sure you're playing people towards their strengths. We've done some things specifically with Leon where we moved him around the lineup a little bit. He's still playing big minutes for us. He's still making plays and has an impact on the game. And he's just a warrior. In terms of Darnell, Darnell's someone that has, has a champion's mindset. He's somebody that refuses to be deterred. While he might not feel at his 100% marker, he's going to give you everything that he has, and he makes us a better team.
That is Jay Woodcroft. He stated yesterday that Mike Smith's going to get the start and goal. Smith in the playoffs, 4-3, did not get a decision despite giving up 3 goals on 10 shots against Calgary. On Wednesday night, Smith, 4-3, a 2.68 goals against average and a .930 save percentage. And Jay Woodcroft was asked, is Mike Smith getting fatigued?
Well, I don't think so. I think for Mike, he didn't play a lot of hockey this year compared to a regular normal season for Mike Smith. The accumulation of rest, and while he was injured, but the accumulation of rest over his first 4 or 5 months of the season, I think sets him up to play good hockey down the stretch. He's been excellent for us. Last night, I didn't think our team was anywhere where it needed to be. You know, he didn't play many minutes last night, but he'll be going back in tomorrow.
There you go. That is Jay Woodcroft. And again, the Oilers are on the ice as we speak. Holloway and Malone are out on the ice, but not on a specific line at this time. Zach Hyman appears that he'll play tonight with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Jesse Puljujärvi. He had these comments on the feeling of game number one.
The least like a playoff game that I've played in, which is weird. Just the nature of how it went. I think that as we go along here, it's going to be a lot harder to play in. I think the chances are going to be less on both sides. And I think that the emotions were high on both sides to go into that game. So, yeah, probably some nerves and jitters on both sides as well. Obviously, we got down too early. But, you know, these are games you want to play in. The atmosphere was great. And we're excited for the opportunity.
Oilers gave up 2 goals in the first minute. Zach Hyman says Edmonton has to start on time.
I think we've done it at times, so I think that everybody should have an understanding of what they need to do early on, right from the get-go. So it's up to every player to be ready. You know, you can't get ready for another guy. You can, you know, try to pump them up and whatnot, but everybody's got to be individually ready for when that puck drops, because we know that when we start on time and we start well, you know, we put ourselves in a really good chance to win.
And the Flames have got a big, heavy, tough team. We all know that. The Oilers didn't build either of their two teams at the NHL level or the AHL level that way. They do have some bigger defensemen coming. I wouldn't say any of them are killers on the back end. Niemelainen's a big banger. Again, Broberg is on the ice today, as Tyson Barrie is not out there for Edmonton. He's been dealing with a little bit of an illness. Zach Hyman had this to say about the Oilers playing with more team toughness.
Anytime you get beat like that, you want to respond, right? They're a physical team, but I think you don't have to be the biggest guy to be physical. You just got to get in their way, get in the forecheck, be strong on your stick, and do those things. And I think, you know, game one was a big wake-up call for us to just get back to playing the way that we know we can. And like I said, we didn't really give ourselves a chance in game one, win that game.
And at the end of the day, the Edmonton Oilers, according to Zach Hyman, has scored twice against Calgary. He's got 4 goals, 6 points in 8 playoff games. Zach Hyman said the team has to have the mindset to move on from a bad game.
We've been on a roller coaster for a while. We were out of a playoff spot before Woody took over, and we've kind of had our backs against the walls since then. And even in the LA series, we blew them out a couple games, and they came back and won. So I think that within a playoff series, each game's different, and you gotta just park it, no matter if you win 1-0, lose 1-0, win 10-6, win or lose 9-6, whatever the case may be. It's just one game, right? So we're down 1-0. We park it, we go back to the drawing board. We know what we have to do to be successful. We have a blueprint for that success, and now we go back and try to get a win game two and go for a split here.
All right, so again, based on what we're seeing right now, we believe that Devin Shore is a placeholder for Leon Draisaitl. Shore with McDavid and Kane, Hyman with RNH and Puljujärvi, McLeod, Fogle, and Yamamoto, Derek Ryan, Josh Archibald, and Zach Cassian. A couple of the extra forwards that are out there today include Brad Malone and Dylan Holloway. Sometimes you want to have guys at least practice with the main group before you transition them in. On defense, Nurse and CC, Keith and Bouchard, Kulak and Barry is not on the ice. Broberg and Russell are. We will get to more specifics, more detailed information coming up.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
On both teams, when we return on Oilers Now, it's 12:17 in Edmonton, live from the Scotiabank Saddledome. Mike Smith gets the call tonight against Jacob Markstrom. The Oilers down 1-0. 9-6, game one victory. All right, here we go. Let's go to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to Elite Promo Marketing. That's ElitePromoMarketing.com. And here is Brendan Escott.
Well, Tampa scored with less than 1 second left to push themselves, I guess. It was Ross Colton putting them past Florida 2-1 last night. Now have a 2-0 series lead heading back home for Game 3 against the Panthers. St. Louis handed Colorado its first loss this postseason, 4-1 last night, even up that series 1-1. Tonight, Carolina can go up 2-0 on the Rangers, and Edmonton, of course, aiming to draw even at the Saddledome. Darnell Nurse, one of the three King Clancy Memorial Trophy finalists that's presented to the player who best exemplifies leadership qualities on and off the ice and has made a noteworthy humanitarian contribution in the community. Ryan Getzlaff and P.K. Subban, the other finalists. You heard it. Rick Bowness is apparently on his way out of Dallas. Kevin Weeks reporting live from a sidewalk in New Jersey with that one. Columbus re-upped with 28-year-old Jonas Korpisalo, one-year deal there. The Oil Kings and Winnipeg Ice lifting the lid on the WHL's Eastern Conference Final tonight. Game one there in Winnipeg tonight and tomorrow game two. Game three here in Edmonton on Monday night. And Chloe Primorano became the first female player ever drafted into the CHL. Vancouver Giants took the Burnaby Winter Club defender in the 13th round of yesterday's WHL Bantam Draft. Playing in the top U15 league in the country right now, Bob. Pretty impressive.
There you go. All right. Well, interesting stuff. So, just on Rick Bowness, I'm going to give you a name right now. Rick Tocchet. Hearing reports, Barry Trotz, represented by Gil Scott. has as many as five or six different teams looking at him. And the word is he might get as much as $6 million per. That was NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialists. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Drew Schammerhorn and his staff at Elite, they will take care of you. All right, here we go. So the Edmonton Oilers come into this game down 1-0 in the series. They were outscored 9-6. The Oilers ranked third in goals for in the playoffs at 4.13. They now dropped to eighth in goals against at 3.25. Third on the power play after going 0-4 against Calgary. That was one of the areas that really cost Edmonton in that game against the Flames. Their power play just got completely shut down. They still are at 30%. On the power play in the playoffs, their penalty killing's at 85.2. That's third and sixth, respectively. Connor McDavid leads all NHL players, 5 goals, 18 points in 9 games. Expected, looks like, and maybe we shouldn't read too much into the morning skate, but we think Draisaitl's going to be good to go, even though he's not on the ice. Draisaitl at 6 goals, 12 points in 8 games. Evander Kane with McDavid as well. Kane with 7 goals, 9 points. So the Oilers basically loading up a line. RNH was with Hyman and Puljujärvi. Hyman, 4 goals, 6 points in 8 games, playing 19-10 per game. Nugent Hopkins playing 19-20 at 55.8% in the faceoff circle. Could be an opportunity for Jesse here. He's played 9.45 per game. Ryan McLeod with Warren Fogel and Kyler Yamamoto. Looks like Fogel's a chance to draw back in. Derek Ryan with Josh Archibald and Zach Cassian, and Derek Ryan is at 59.7% in the faceoff circle. So a right shot option that's done a good job in that regard so far in the playoffs. But Edmonton looking to respond after a tough performance the other night where, frankly, the score flattered them. Calgary Flames, 4-1 at home in the playoffs this year. Winners 9-6 in game number one, 10th in the league in the playoffs, and goals 4-3, tied for second in goals against at 2.50. This despite the fact that Edmonton pumped six-packs Jacob Markstrom, who will start in goal. Markstrom, by the way, is 5-3 in the playoffs with a 2.08 goals against average and a .923 save percentage. Don't think Tanev's going to play again, which would mean it would be Hanifin and Anderson, Shillington and Michael Stone, who's +5 in the playoffs, and Zadorov and Garbranson, that big, heavy third pairing. Up front, Lindholm, Goodrow, and Tkachuk, they were the best line in the NHL during the regular season. They all scored 40-plus goals. Goodrow's got 11 points in 8 playoff games. Lindholm and Tkachuk each have 4 goals in the playoffs. Tkachuk coming off a hat trick against Edmonton. Michael Backlund's +6, got 3 goals, 5 points in the 8 playoff games, playing 18.48 per game. He's with Mangiapane and Blake Coleman. Kelly Yarncroke has not scored in 25 games as a Flame. He'll be with Dylan Dubé and Tyler Toffoli. Trevor Lewis with Lucic and Brett Ritchie. So that's a look at the two teams that will play tonight. Again, you can text us at any time. 780-496-0063, and that is on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. And we are going to head there quickly for a couple seconds. Brendan, I'm going to give you the floor here for about 30 seconds, though. What has to happen for Edmonton in game number two tonight?
You got to come out of the gates ready to play. I think it's simple as that, because the first shift set the tone for the entire rest of that last game, in my opinion. So I don't know if that means starting some of the bigger players on the wings and going out and making sure that everybody finishes a check. Is it that simple this time of year? Is it that simple in a rivalry like this? Well, maybe it needs to be, but whatever you do, I think you've got to come out of the gates and make sure that you score the first goal, and I think the rest will help or fall into place thereafter.
The Oilers look slow. They look slow in game number one, in my opinion. They were certainly slow out of the gate. We discussed on yesterday's show, it was interesting that Holloway and Malone are out on the ice today. I would not hesitate playing Dylan Holloway. This text comes in saying, Bob, why not sit the Bison King and bring in Holloway? Your thoughts, thanks. I think they need another left wing, and I like Holloway's speed. Edmonton can't, they're not built at the NHL or AHL level to counterbalance Calgary's toughness. They're just not. There you go. And he says, bring in Marcus Niemelainen on defense as well. Rob says, Bob, where did Sean Monahan go? He is on LTIR with a hip issue, and it may be career ending. Gordo says, Bob, the wind is starting to pick up in Edmonton. That's because Calgary sucks. Look for the Oilers to win tonight. Well, Calgary didn't suck the other night. They were the better team. It's windy down here, too, just so you know. This one comes in saying, Bob, the game started with my worst fear. Today I see bigger hitting and better defense from the Oilers in a 3-1 victory. I guess time will tell. And Vince says, Bob, the Oilers are in trouble. They are not built for the playoffs, and they are not scoring the first goal, which is paramount against Calgary. There is some of the sampling of the texters that come in. 12:28 at Edmonton. When we return, one of your favorites for Mid-City Construction Management, Elliot Friedman. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.